I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Okay, first topic, Jeffrey Epstein and his many friends.
You're coming in fast. She said TMS After Dark. That was me thinking.
Jeffrey Epstein and his... Nah,
are we going to be just thinking about relationships? She said Jeffrey Epstein.
Renee, from Jeffrey Epstein to Cat Williams to one girl's ex-best friend ask her to be her maid of honor when she's married her ex.
Diddy, we've seen what you've done.
But also, why does the news do this? Because there was definitely war breaking out between Israel and Palestine, and all we're hearing is Paris bedbugs. You have an unnatural allegiance to losers. That's not like
it's
you.
Not. Hey sisters, and welcome to TMS Hot Take.
Yeah, welcome to the after show, baby.
It is the middle of the week.
It is. You guys are not used to getting an episode drop from us in the middle of the week, child. But TMS Hot Takes is here. You guys love a good late night chit chat with Courtney and Renee when we're basically delirious, yeah? And we're just
tired, exhausted.
And we're talking about hot topics, internet situations, trending topics. We're on our Wendy Williams.
Yes.
And so that's what TMS Hot Takes is. Absolutely. You're going to be getting our opinions. You're going to be seeing us gisting, laughing.
Unfiltered banter, girl chat.
So let's just say here's to something new. Is it going to be here forever? Depends how you guys respond.
There you go.
So let us know if you're feeling this episode once we get into it. If you like this concept.
Bring your tea, bring your wine, whatever beverage you really like. You know, when you're gisting with your girls, you have to bring a hot drink or either a cold drink. That's why, because you're about to get into it. Yes. And today we're about to get into it.
We are about to get into it. But I wanted to ask, how was your Christmas?
My Christmas was good. You know what? My Christmas was actually phenomenal because I actually got to rest.
Yeah.
And I feel like we have been talking about this, you know, back and forth and whatnot. I feel like I actually had the time to like not exist.
Yeah.
So I rested. I watched all sorts of things. Yeah. I read all sorts of things. I ate all sorts of things.
I love that for you this Christmas. I love that for you.
And yeah, it was really good. It was actually nice. I was actually off social media for a bit as well.
Yeah, I saw.
Which was great. And then I came back and I was like, oh my gosh, the world is on fire. Like, I don't know if you've seen that meme of that dog that enters.
Walks in.
And he's holding stuff and it's like, oh, everything is on fire. Yeah, but I felt chilled. I felt calm. Replenished is the word for me.
I like that for you.
So yeah, how was your Christmas, Miss CDV?
Similarly, I actually got to sleep. We didn't spend Christmas together. We spent it at our parents' house and our families.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was really nice to actually just be around my family. My mum and my sister both live in different parts of the UK. Like, all three of us live in three different locations in the UK. So it was just kind of nice to just be together again. Yeah. It's been a while. And I slept, man. I was sleeping in my childhood room and it was nice.
All the
it was
feels.
Just like, wow, look how far I've come. But yeah, I finally got to sleep. I really deeped during the Christmas holidays how like fast 2023 went, how much work was involved and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I was just like happy to just crash. My mum was happy to be cooking for us every day and I was happy to receive that blessing.
Shout out to Auntie.
The amount of fufu I ate last week.
It's a serious thing. Just times. The food that was eaten, consumed last week. It was one of those ones. Every time before the Christmas break, I was like to Courtney, if you see me eating nonsense, please, after the Christmas break, when we're on our New Year Zoom, that's when we start again.
Yeah, 100%. And we've actually done very well.
We have, you know.
But you should go and listen to the main TMS app if you want to hear about, you know, the personal development stuff, the glowing and growing stuff. But here, it's just
we're staying the same.
We're
not glowing and growing.
We're not glowing and growing here. Here is darkness. It's after.
Stagnancy.
God forbid. Okay. Okay, first topic, Jeffrey Epstein and his many friends.
You're coming in fast. She said TMS after dark. That was me thinking.
Jeffrey Epstein and his... Nah,
are we going to be just thinking about relationships? She said Jeffrey Epstein.
Renee, from Jeffrey Epstein to Cat Williams to one girl's ex-best friend ask her to be her maid of honor when she's married her ex. Oh, God.
The audacity.
The world, like you said, is on fire.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Jeffrey, yeah. Epstein.
Yeah, Epstein, Diddy.
Guys, okay, since this is TMS, what's it? I'm hoping that none of the main folk that have been watching us as our enemies will come to this platform. High profile. Yeah. Now that we're high profile, I'm hoping that this is the after dark type situation. Ah, Diddy, we've seen what you've done.
Man.
Shout out to Cassandra. We love you, girl. And we support Cassie. You. As for you, Diddy, and your associates, you must go. 2024 is the year that Epstein, Diddy, the folks that are, you have to go.
Oh.
It's time.
Epstein list. So obviously, if you don't know, Jeffrey Epstein, notorious, very rich person.
Yeah.
He's deceased. He died in prison.
Yeah.
Whether
it was a suit.
You had
the same thought as me as you were saying. I was like, were you killed?
Was he silent?
Yeah.
Or was he silent?
There you go. I think he was silent.
Big time. So, beginning of 2024, it was said that the Jeffrey Epstein list of all his clients, all of his pals and friends who were doing the shady business with him, was going to be released. Mm. So, the shady business in question is... a whole bunch of perversion,
mm-hmm,
predatory behavior.
Oh, young girls
being abused by these people, and someone who's allegedly mentioned on there over 100 times is Prince Andrew of this United Kingdom.
All I'm gonna say is call a spade. No, because we've
call
been
a spade
knowing.
A spade.
He said, "I do not know this girl. Why is there pictures with you?"
And how can you lie like that to the British public?
You got money, you can lie when you have money, isn't it?
You can lie when you have money. But also, it's very sad that the British... Obviously, I don't have friends like Tyler Perry. So I'm going to be very careful with what it is I say. But it's very sad that, like, the royal family is just not owning up to the fact that this man is a problem.
Like I said, when you got money and you're the landed aristocracy, this isn't even like new
world.
Money. This ain't that new money cute stuff that you guys have. This is like landed gentry, you know, back in the day.
Colonialism
back in the day. This is that. When they say landed, as
empire
in...
Empire stuff. Empire stuff. Yeah, we're saying generational wealth. This is empire stuff.
This like, that thing that you're doing is cute. You just getting started. We've got like 400 years on us. We're back into medieval
times. For real,
times.
Back at Henry VIII and all of them.
Henry VIII.
Literally.
Listen, that's the level of wealth that we're... Of course, they weren't
allowed
to anything.
You know what's weird, though? That we still have this monarchy that was like the same lineage when the Bible was being written, the New King James.
No, stop it.
That's so bad.
Terrible stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're not here to tell you whether you should support the monarchy or not.
Or not. This is not that.
Nothing to do with us, is it? We can't be... we say we're opinionated, but then we can't... Because this is the kind of stuff that
not
they'll
political.
Put... Fam, this is the kind of stuff they'll put in the FBI documents about TMS. And then declassify it 50 years later when they've killed us. So, me, I want to live. I want to live long. But Jeffrey Epstein
and
his list. So I was perusing some of the names that were coming out, mm-hmm, and just to clarify, there are some names that are there, mm-hmm, but have been mentioned because the babe in question had met them during her time, you know.
Okay.
So some people that you may hear a name and it's like, oh, were they involved in any kind of like perverse behavior?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, not
but they
yet,
were met
but they
around.
Were met around.
Yeah.
You know the saying, be careful the company that you keep.
Wisdom.
Be careful the company that you keep. It's not everybody you must call friend. And this podcast, you know, our main stuff where we talk about personal development, you know,
the good stuff,
enriching stuff. Be careful on this one.
Yeah.
Biggest bad thing. Be careful who you're calling friends, because just because they're rich, famous, wealthy celebrities, the things that they be doing behind closed doors that you two are now behind the closed door.
And you're associated with. And it's funny you said that, actually. I've been seeing so many like prophetic words for 2024, mm-hmm, and literally everyone's saying the same thing. Be careful of the company you keep. Pick your friends wisely. And this is a good example of that.
And also be a good friend. Because everyone's like, oh, everybody's out to get me. Yeah. Get rid of all the people that don't need to be here in my life. You might be one of the people that needs to leave somebody else's life.
Oh. You know what I mean? And nah.
Jeffrey.
The fact that man had an island.
And they were doing all kind of shady biz. Shady biz.
Smelly.
Oh, sorry.
Ew.
Very. At my butt. No. I'm sorry. I'm just a human being.
No, I'll say, ew, a perversion. So not a low burp. Low burp is cute. It's not one of them. You know people burp. Some people burp and I'm just like.
Belch. They burp. There's actually a difference between a burp and a belch.
Your stomach acid erodes.
Jesus Christ. <Stop. laughs> Why shouldn't we be smelling that?
You burp. Oh. When I remember when I was young and I learned the word halitosis.
Have you ever had someone around you, their mouth is closed
and that's why
you can perceive the scent?
That's why I learned the word halitosis, because I needed to find
from your nostrils.
I needed to find out where it was coming from.
What the hell
from.
Is that?
Nah, Courtney, this is after dark. Let me tell a very out of pocket story. I was that's what
it's about to be ridiculous.
It's actually so bad. That's how I found out about like the word halitosis, because I needed to explain
what it was.
So we were traveling, I think it was either my brother or like, yeah, I think it was my brother that was going to university, and we were traveling back and we had like rented a car to like take me and my family back because my dad couldn't drive us. And we entered into the car. Courtney, the smell. And you know, you can tell different types of smell. Like, oh, you can tell this is a BO smell. Yeah. You can tell this is like a foot smell.
Yeah.
This was neither of the two. This was a mouth smell. And I remember my mom looked at me, I looked at her, I said, you have to ride in the
Oh, did it come with a driver? Oh.
I said, you're the one that has to ride in the front. You're the mother of this
yeah,
ship.
Yeah, you are the mother hen.
Oh, my mom almost died. The way she had to wind down the window.
And you have to even, like a dog, you just have to be out there.
Oh, my God. And I was that's like, terrible. What is that? My mom was like, do you want, because my mom is the kind of person, she's very forward.
Yeah.
Do you want mint? She gave him the package. She said,
God bless. It's so sad because a lot of people also can't smell it, but I don't believe that.
So your whole body's encapsulated in this thing.
But maybe they've become so used to the aroma.
That's true. But that's even sad. Then, no, it's bad.
Oh, guys.
Because if your mouth is closed and I'm still...
Oh, you know what we should be gifting people? Mouth scrapers, tongue scrapers.
Listen, dental, like just mouth and dental hygiene is actually such a furious thing.
It really is. And like, no judgment, guys.
Yeah, no,
we all go through things, but in the morning,
don't go through that thing.
Scrub your tongue.
Don't go through that thing.
At the very, very least. Anyway, talking about stinky behavior.
That was a great segue. Sorry, that was a fabulous segue.
I saw this TikTok before we talk about the Cat Williams thing. Yeah. I saw this TikTok during the Christmas of this girl who was like her ex best friend.
Yeah.
Is getting married to her ex and sent her, I think it was a WhatsApp message, and was like, "It's always been our childhood dreams to be each other's maids of honor. Will you be my maid of honor?" That to me is the epitome of a power play.
That's disgusting.
You just wanted me to know you were getting married.
Yeah.
Married to my ex.
That's crazy.
And it was, I think she sent it to her maybe a couple weeks before the wedding. So it's not even like on a practical level. You know, I'm not going to say I'm going to be your maid of honor. Do you get what I mean?
That's
you've already planned your wedding. You've already done everything without me. And yet you're asking me to be your maid of honor. Why? Why?
The word is witch.
Witch.
That's witchy behavior.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah.
Gross.
What would you do if you found out you're not me?
It could never be you. Courtney, I would be coming like the Grim Reaper. I forced you with one. Huh?
What would you do if you found out your friend was marrying
my ex?
And this is not just an ex. Like, oh, we went on a date. This is like an ex, as in this could have been mine.
What is there to even do? What is there to even do? I think I would have to resort to a little bit of pettiness. Yeah, you said pettiness. The fact you said I'm going to beat people. I have to go. Yeah. It would have to be a little bit of pettiness. So I think I would actually accept to go and be petty and run a mark in that wedding.
What, to be the maid of honor?
110%. What would you do? Whatever the dress code is, I'll wear the opposite. I might even come wearing another wedding dress.
Not you, I was about to say, not you showing up in a white dress.
I'm ready. Cause havoc, and you know when the priest or whoever's officiating, does anyone have any reason as to why this
any lawful impediment?
I got something. I got something for you.
Not issue number one, this section A.
This lady's a witch. First of all, fam, airing people's dirty laundry. Yeah. You know them things where you come with, like, you know how your mates always joke about, oh, when it's your wedding, I'm gonna embarrass you like a PowerPoint presentation. Wait for me.
Oh,
it's a it's about to be a circus up here. So I think I would accept.
Yeah.
Since you wanted to be petty, I will accept. I'm ready to be your maid of honor.
I hear that. You know, that's a good strategy.
Let's go.
That'd be a good strategy.
Where'd you
want
me?
I just found it so, the audacity, but also just how evil that is. I just found it so wild.
It's a sickness.
So wild.
Is it because of man that you want to be behaving this way?
How can women act like that?
Because of man, you want to act this way.
You can't act like that.
That's crazy. You can't act like that. That's insane. Insane. Former bestie.
Former bestie. And then for you to ask me on a WhatsApp and just be like, I didn't expect to fall in love. Get out of here with that rubbish.
You didn't expect.
Get out of that without, even if it was, you by accident.
It. No, it wasn't an accident. I don't believe it.
Even if it was by accident.
I don't believe it.
Why are you messaging me? Leave me out of this.
You're a witch.
Leave me out of this.
You're a witch.
To the
Where did you even get my number? Why is your message coming through? Yeah, why is your message even coming through?
She should have been blocked her a long time ago. She should have blocked her a long time
reported
ago.
Reported you to the Metropolitan Police for hate speech. That's crazy.
What kind of harassment? Yeah, that was interesting. That was interesting.
That's insane.
Yeah, but TikTok's been a wild place.
TikTok has been hilarious.
My favorite app.
My favorite app, hands down. Do you know what? Just because it's funny.
Yeah.
I find it very, very funny. I do love me a TikTok or two or three. I'd just be, I'd be scrolling. But I have to, you know what? I'm stepping into my like executive new year energy. Oh, so I now have, yeah, I have time limits. Oh. But you know, sometimes it's, oh, one more minute.
I actually don't think those things work for me. Yeah. Like even the, you know, on iPhone, you can like say, block me from this app from this particular time. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. My own biggest enemy.
I know. And it's like, oh, who's going to tell me no?
Nobody.
Me?
I pay the bills here.
Getting into your executive
discipline,
executive energy. So what are you looking forward to in 2024? Like fun stuff.
I think I'm going to be traveling less often than usual, but for fun things. So my sister wants to travel for her birthday. Mm-hmm. Let's see if all these things make it out of these conversations.
Yeah.
Mandy wants to travel for her birthday. I was thinking about traveling for my birthday, but I don't think it works in terms of timing. I'm looking forward to South Africa next month. Yeah. Those are my eyes on. I'm just looking forward to being a baby girl this summer, lad, in the most holy way, of course. Oh my god, should you see that woman talk about her modest wedding dress?
No.
So you missed this one. So there was a lady on TikTok, there was a lady on TikTok who was you know when you could do them slides?
Yeah.
So she was like, oh, you know, I was so looking forward to my wedding and I wanted to be a modest bride, especially in the trend of like immodest wedding dresses. This wasn't the issue. She said that she designed her wedding dress herself.
Oh,
now,
no.
I'm not going to give my opinion.
Oh, no.
I'm not going to give my opinion.
But this is
the
place for
question.
The opinion, so.
No, because it was her wedding dress. Okay, do you get what I mean? Yeah, like, it was her wedding dress. If you like it,
I love
Do you get what I mean? I'm not going to yuck your yum.
If you like it, I love it. Well, 100%. I can't say.
I don't love it per se, but it's not my dress and it's not my wedding. Do you get what I mean? If you now come and hate people, call you single and bitter. So that was not the issue. The issue was she then went and said, basically, you look so ugly when you're wearing a dress that is like, she basically cussed people who wear like immodest dresses. But a lot of people in the comments like, I cannot wait to wear my harlot wedding dress. Backless with a slit and all of that. Yeah. And it was just interesting because like, obviously we are Christians and stuff and this is usually a main episode topic, but like, I think this question of like modesty and what is immodest and like, oh, that's a cool screensaver.
It is. Look at it. It's really giving out a space.
Sorry, I'm just looking at Renee's little.
You can't see it's giving out a space right now, and I love it. I love it for us.
But yeah, it's just an interesting conversation seeing like on your wedding day. And I know there are even some churches who will screen your wedding dress before your wedding to see if it's modest enough.
I ain't got nothing
for you. Yeah. So it's very interesting because I think, okay, wear whatever you want to wear. But at the same time, why you got to cuss other people's wearings?
I think that's where it always gets a bit tough. Yeah. You know, it's the phrase is really mind your business.
Mind your business.
You know, mind your well, mind your river. Why must you be in other people's business? Yeah. I don't know if you saw that meme of the babe that was, I think it was on Instagram or something. She was like, the problem is there's two circles, my business and your business. The problem is you are in my circle and we need to figure out how to get you back to your circle.
Where you belong.
Where you belong because you're in my business. This is what this makes me think of. Yeah. Or that guy that does, the more that you F around, the more you, that is my favorite.
An amazing graph.
My favorite graph. Mathematical equation as to where you should be. The more that you F around, the more you're going to find out.
The faster, direct.
The
faster.
The speed. The speed with which you find out.
It's a linear progression.
Linear progression. If you want to find out at a 7, you F around at a 7. Okay? You want to F around there.
Yeah.
You will find out.
I just found that very interesting. I was talking about something before that, though. Before the modest wedding dress thing. What am I looking forward to in 2024? Yes. Being a holy baby girl.
A holy baby girl.
Yeah, I feel like a modest baby girl. I feel like this summer, I really want to explore London because London is only lit in the summer.
Yeah.
There is nothing else now,
it's just looking grey and...
Disgusting.
Terrible.
Disgusting.
Windy.
Disgusting. The wind that has been... For everybody in international waters, pray for the people in the UK because there's currently a storm going on. There's a lot of places that have actually been flooded.
Fam.
Hope everybody is safe. But the wind.
This is the kind of wind that you go, Jesus, is that you?
Yeah. The wind is very strong.
The breath of the spirit. I was carried away. Very strong.
And you know when you go outside and as soon as you open your umbrella, it does the... I find that so embarrassing.
Do you know what upsets me about that? You already know. I've invested in my umbrella. Yeah. Guys, I bought the like £20, £25.
I lost mine.
Oh, you can borrow mine.
It was I did yesterday. It was the household umbrella till I lost it. I left it at Blue's Kitchen in Shoreditch.
Oh, you know somebody will have taken it.
I'm thinking about going back there because they have like an umbrella pot.
It might still be there.
Exactly, but I need to recognize it.
Yeah. I bought the really nice expensive umbrella that when you press the button, I'm like Mary Poppins up in here. And you know it was so windy that it inverted.
Yeah.
And I was so embarrassed.
And the embarrassing thing is trying to get it back. You're there just please. And they try to close it. Oh,
embarrassing.
Looking like you're fighting a toddler.
Listen. Embarrassing, and then you yourself are moving because the wind is so strong.
Too much. I get too overwhelmed, and especially like I'm a lip gloss girl, and so for me, wind, wig, lip gloss, disastrous. And then I get overwhelmed. You know me, overstimulation.
There's too many things going at the same time.
My hair is sticking to my lip gloss. The wind is in my eyes, and my eyes water as well. And then this umbrella is fine.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Me.
He's now inverted.
The other day I went out, I almost came home before I got to the train station. And you know how quickly, how close we live
to the train station. You know that, you know when you're actually so frustrated that you actually cry?
Everything lock off.
You actually everything cry? Lock off. That's what this wind.
So yeah, London's only lit during summer. So I'm looking forward to actually experiencing summer at London this mm-hmm, year. Hopefully, mm-hmm. you know, nothing goes wrong.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
The conspiracy theorists are saying a pandemic this is looming. It's not our portion. I can't go through another pandemic I in can't. My use.
A pandemic of what though? Something? Guys, can you like keep the like global viruses to like over a minimum? There. Like keep it to a minimum. I don't want to be
oh my gosh,
it.
What happened to the Paris bed bugs? Are they still going through it?
The Parisian sisters can tell us,
isn't
it?
Oh yeah, comment down below actually. That's a really
y'all still got bed bugs there?
But also, why does the news do this? Because there was definitely war breaking out between Israel and Palestine, and all we're hearing is Paris bed bugs, and now nothing.
It's called a distraction.
Distraction.
It's called a distraction.
Distraction.
But we're on to you, buddy. We know that you're trying to distract us. We know that, you know, this is a conspiracy that you're trying to cover up, just like the Jeffrey Epstein list. Ooh. There might even be names on that list that we're not going to see. Because of injunctions ooh. And whatnot, and people then hire up places. There may
get
be FBI people.
Oh. Get into your tit. Come on.
there may be people that, you know, don't feature on that list, but they should have.
Oh, purr.
Have you seen, oh my gosh, my favorite trend recently has been like best Riz.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when you Riz up, you're yeah. with somebody, you're trying to like Riz them up and they've got this.
Do you know
face,
what
like,
Riz stands for?
What?
Charisma.
Stop.
Riz.
Are you joking?
Charisma.
I didn't know that.
Can
you know?
Imagine?
That's so dumb.
Hit my dad with the kids. Hit my dad with the kids.
I did not
yeah,
know
charisma.
That. Well, anyways, this charisma, Riz. When you're trying to like sauce somebody up or like flirt yeah. with somebody, and everyone does that like weird Riz face, which is like,
what's her name? Debbie, the girl that used to be on Disney Plus. She has a meme where she did it.
Debbie Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And she's like,
ugh. Yeah, that's the Riz face. Do you think you have Riz?
I think I, oh no, because if I say I do, then you'll tell me to demonstrate it.
I'm glad you know my patterns of behavior. I'm so glad.
You like Riz me and I'm like, oh, give I ain't me, got nothing for
shoot
you.
Shoot me
some. Yeah, do you think you have Riz?
It's a really good point. Mm. Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. I actually do think I have Riz.
You have but, charisma or Riz? Or both?
Both.
Ooh.
Yeah, I definitely have Riz. Definitely have Riz.
She said, guys, 100%. Yeah. I hear it. To be fair, I think we both actually have Riz. Have Riz. We do. Yeah. We do. We get what we want, man.
Oh, I'm just saying. Baby girl for life.
Baby girl for life. Have you ever shot your shot at a guy?
When I was much younger, but I would never.
She said, "I'll never do that again." Now
you already know me; I'm not a first move kind of girl.
Do you do strategic positioning? Is that more of a?
I'm just me.
Whoa,
I'm just me.
There's that charisma,
and I'm out here like, you know, not gonna lie. It says about Instagram, but I'm a public figure.
I'm screaming.
So if you see me, you see me.
She said, "If you want to chat to me and step to me,
my
then you're gonna have to." Yeah,
is being me. Yeah, living in my purpose.
Can you stop encouraging? Yeah, you're going to encourage the girls to stay in their bedroom, living in their
no,
purpose.
No, but that's not living in your purpose.
Yeah, but for some people it is.
No, you have to step. If your purpose is being an intercessor, maybe.
Yeah, if your purpose is to be an intercessor, then hopefully someone will be in the spiritual realm.
In your
realm.
Prayer closet.
In the spiritual realm. We're on our Zoom, on our knees, in prayer.
In prayer.
Interceding.
And you know there are people with them kind of testimonies, like super spiritual.
I love that for them.
Yeah.
But I wonder if that can truly be a... Yeah.
It's not our personal story. Yeah. But go outside, you know. But be in purpose. Do your thing, you know. Test out things. Test out things. Your talents, your
femininity
look.
Coach, she said, go outside. Test out things.
But let's think on a practical level. Mm-hmm. If you really want to be with somebody, you can't just be chilling at home. They're not going to find you. Yeah. Let's just be very honest with ourselves.
You got to have Riz, man. Outside
we all have to practice that
but for some that. It comes more naturally than others.
It's and okay.
That's okay,
it's all right, everyone has it. And you know what, some people love the awkwardness. That's what would unite you both.
That's true awkwardness. I do love an awkward person. I think it's funny.
Yeah, it depends on how awkward it, like if the awkwardness makes sense or if you're just a bit
weird. Yeah. There's a whole bunch of weird people.
But it's all relative.
Yeah.
It's all very relative. There's a lot of weird men out there.
They're really old.
Very weird and strange.
Very strange.
But it's okay, so there's a difference between weird and quirky.
Quirky is like, ooh, intriguing, interesting. Yeah. Tell me more. And
weird. Like, oh, that's a quirk.
Yeah. And weird is like,
get away from me. Or you're annoying.
Get away.
Yeah.
Put some distance between us. Don't want to be around you.
Yes.
Oh, is it too early to talk about Valentine's Day? Sisters, yes, are you
entirely,
excited?
It's entirely too much. It's entirely too much. Anyways, let's talk about Cat Williams.
So I'm not up to date with Cat Williams. You're going to have to. I've seen
you're
the memes.
Bloody joking.
Yeah, no, I've seen the memes. And I saw a little bit.
You know, is it Shannon Sharp?
Shannon Sharp. I saw a bit of it, but I haven't seen the whole thing.
He has like an interview show on the YouTubes. He interviewed Cat Williams, who I have not seen out in a long time. The last thing I remember of Cat Williams, the iconic things, obviously one of the kings of comedy, so funny. My Wife and Kids.
Yeah.
And then I saw a video of him getting beat up by like a teenager.
Just a fall from grace.
Yeah.
But did you see when he went on another interview and he was cussing the living daylights out of a lady?
But he said in this interview with Shannon Sharp that the reason why that happened was because she... Obviously, you know, before interviews, you do a brief. This is what you can talk about. This is what you can't talk about. And then she started talking about things she wasn't meant to talk about. So he was like, oh, if you want to go there.
Yeah.
There we go. And you know what? I really like him.
I do.
I really like him.
I think
him.
He's so funny.
So in this, he was just outed everything about the industry. My guy mentioned the Illuminati up front.
Stop.
I see the camera.
No, I need to go. No, I need to.
And was talking about just people within the industry and how like they end up... basically selling themselves, selling over their dignity for money.
Yeah.
And he was talking about the kings of comedy and just the politics that was happening amongst all of the people who were just trying to be stars, like Bernie Mac,
right.
To Martin Lawrence, to Steve Harvey, like just a whole... And when I say people were catching strays, and you know what's so funny about Cat Williams is, not only is he telling the truth, his delivery is impeccable.
It's fantastic.
It's absolutely impeccable. And the thing that has been living... in my head rent free. I even wrote it down. Let me see if I can read
it. No, stop it.
You have an unnatural allegiance to losers. That's not like you. I'm going to start saying this to people. You have an unnatural allegiance
to losers.
That's not like
it's
you.
It's not. So that's the thing I've been seeing that's floating on the internet. Like I'm just like, he came right in time for 2024.
I'm telling you.
That's my like mantra for 2024. Why do you like alleging yourself with losers?
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural.
You have an unnatural allegiance to
unlike
losers.
You.
And then he said some other very, very sad things. No. But it's so funny because it was quite true.
It is. But I think that's the thing, right? As terrible as it is, sometimes traumatic events and experiences and all that kind of stuff makes for the best humor.
Yeah. And I appreciate him for actually keeping it real. It's just that now we need to protect Cat Williams.
100%.
At all costs. But apparently he's like adopted 7 kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so amazing.
Wonderful.
So amazing.
And he takes good care of all of them.
Yeah. And he's actually funny.
Yeah. Oh, he's hilarious.
He's actually so funny. I wish I could see him in more things, but it seems like he's made a lot of enemies in the industry.
Yeah, it's given blacklisted.
Yeah.
It's a shame that the industry works that way.
Yeah. I mean, if he's got it like that, which I actually think he does, he should just create his own production.
110%. And people need to support him.
Yeah. But then again, this brings us back to the Epstein thing, right? If you don't have allegiances in the industry, these things can get shut down real quick, especially when your enemies are the higher ups.
Yeah.
Since this is TMS Hot Takes, guys, behind the scenes, we have Struglade. We are struggling.
Guys, this is going to be what, 45 minutes?
Oh, it's been like an hour and a half trying to record this episode. Essentially, we were going to segue into talking about something very interesting, but I think God said, don't talk about that.
He said, just hold your lips.
Yeah,
now.
Because we tried to record it 3 or 4 times. Nah, and God said, scrap it.
Everything just went. I don't have time for you. Everything went. Cameras, lock off.
Literally,
mic
lock off.
Must be the Holy Spirit said, if you don't wrap
shut
this
up.
Close it up.
Anyway, Sha. Anyway.
So yeah, we're calling it a day.
It's not every opinion you must share.
Sometimes.
Especially not in this worldwide.
And you know, hold your peace. Hold your peace. Sometimes it's not. Don't be quick to speak. Be slow.
Be slow to speak.
So we're going to be slow to speak and just wait for things to
cool down.
But one thing that we can talk about is the 30 big boys.
30 freaking big boys. So if you don't know, there was this guy on TikTok who was like, you know, if he's going to spend 30 big boys on a girl, he expects her to put out.
Tell us what the big boys now, were.
For the economists among you.
Those of you the accountants.
You may be thinking, how much is 30 big boys? Is it like 30 bags, 30,000, you know, pounds or dollars? This guy's in the UK, so we're going to talk in pounds sterling. Is it 30,000 pounds? Is it 3,000 pounds?
Is it 300?
I beg to differ.
Unfortunately.
He meant 30 pounds. Dot, dot, dot.
GBP. 30
pounds GBP. If he spends 30 pounds for the US girlies, that's about $40 for all our extra, you know, territories, our spicy, spicy babe. Do the equivalent.
Disgusting.
He meant if I spend 30 pounds on a girl, I expect her to put out.
That's nasty.
That is
nasty. What,
in this economy.
And I think what actually made it worse was the state of affairs.
Oh, guys, this man was on the screen sitting in front of his bed. He was sitting on the floor and his bed had no cover. Mattress cover, no bed sheets.
He's a bit brown.
He had no, I think, did he even have pillowcases?
No, he didn't have pillowcases.
Maybe his things was in the laundry.
He had a black trash bag
on his bed.
And said, I need you to open your nyash
for 30 big boys.
For 30 pounds on this bed.
30 big boys, if you don't know. Because you know what? 30 big boys will actually buy you bed sheets. Bed sheets. Instead of you to be spending it on women.
Instead of you to invest. Because I'm telling you, the bed sheets will bring you more girl.
Honestly. So I saw this thing on Charlie Mace's page on TikTok. And literally he was saying the same thing. If you invest in your bed sheets, things will change for you. Your story will change. Maybe the girls are not opening dash because of 30 big boys. It's not enough.
There you go.
Not that you should be selling your body. Obviously. The price, the nash, the nyash, the cookie, the coochie.
The coochie.
The vagina.
So let me see those titties names. For 30 pounds, baby.
It's priceless. Can't put a figure on it. Give it away for whatever you... No, not for whatever. You don't give it away for. You give it away because you want to.
That's
you
right.
Don't even give it away. You don't even give. It's not give, get.
Look, we're even team abstinence.
We're team abstinence. But I think it's that transactional nature of thinking about sex, right? Very transactional, which is quite dangerous. But I just found it very interesting because Charlie May said the same thing as you. If you buy the bed sheets and stuff, maybe his bed sheets were in the wash. But just generally, when you think about the perception of what's happening right now,
they were not in the wash.
Are you not embarrassed?
They were not in
Definitely
the wash.
Not.
Because you know why? In the follow-up video, there was still no bed sheets. You had time.
Is he in prison? Someone also needs to be asking, where are you located, sir? Could be in the penitentiary because you know they have phones and stuff.
And also, £30 in prison is big boy money.
That's big boy money. Is it though?
It is because you know it takes.
But do you remember in Prison Break? They were like, you could buy noodles for like $6. The economy in prison is different.
Well, I mean, maybe depending on the penitentiary he's at.
Yeah, you know, high demand and supply.
There you go.
Yeah.
And maybe Kichi isn't so high on.
If he's in a men's prison.
Maybe some mix.
We're trying to help him 30
out.
Big boys is wild.
There's nothing big about the 30.
And it goes to show the dating pool is in fact a swamp.
It is dirty.
It is a swamp.
That's crazy.
And Shrek wouldn't even live there. It is a filthy swamp. Stinking swamp. A swamp with halitosis. Because how can you be talking about 30 big boys? What is 30 pounds going to buy in this economy?
Nothing.
Now, a question.
Not even a Nando's for
is
two of
Is it 30
you?
Pounds for two of us? Oh. Or is it one of us?
So basically 15.
15 squid.
Not 15 squid. Actually,
15 squid.
GBP, you know. That's not nice.
Children,
I want more for our community. I want more for women.
I want more for men.
Yeah,
men, go and find a mentor.
Yeah,
go to Primark, buy some bed sheets. Primark bed sheets be slapping.
They
though.
Do. No, yeah, they do.
They
do.
Actually quite good.
Get something comfy because I know men always be like, "Oh, girls have too many pillows on their beds and whatnot."
That's
y'all
why
don't
you guys look
enough.
Like you're FaceTiming us from jail. Fluff up your pillow.
HMP.
Fluff up your pillow.
What are you doing? Why? It doesn't have to be this way.
I think it's actually, it's quite sad to me.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Quite sad to me.
Sorry, guys. Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Quite literally, wrap up your bed.
Oh,
wrap up your bed, please.
And stop being so entitled. That's the issue. Like, you can't be entitled. No matter how much you spend, no matter what you do, how nice you are not owed anything.
Just because you got the cash don't mean you can have this ass.
Oh, come on, lyrics. Come on, lyrics.
I believe they call that Riz.
No, they don't. Did you just bite your lip? You're atrocious. You're atrocious and disgusting. How can you bite your lip?
That's the Riz face.
That will get a restraining order put on you, actually.
I'm trying to... Listen, I'm going to demonstrate my Riz. Rizla.
Oh.
Champion Riz Riz.
Did you want a delinquent like me?
No.
Did anyone around you buy Rizlas growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rizlas and you just eat the paper.
Yeah.
Terrible stuff.
Riz. Maybe that's where it all started. Where Riz, it didn't start with charisma.
Charisma.
I think that's outrageous.
Charisma.
Riz. Riz is charisma. A great word though. I do love the word Riz.
Yeah, it's a great derivative of charisma.
Rizzy Riz. Yeah. Grandmaster Riz.
Man. Yeah. Well. I went on a solo cinema date yesterday.
Yes, you did. And you went to...
I went to watch Aquaman and The Lost Kingdom, or Aquaman, The Lost Kingdom.
They stay losing those kingdoms.
Oh, boy. But there's this been one, a whole bunch. Oh, child. The enemy in it. Oh, this is what I was talking about the last time. Sorry. Yeah. Okay, overall review. Much better than Aquaman 1.
I'm glad.
I fell asleep during Aquaman 1.
Which I still think is outrageous.
Yep. That and Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, set understandable.
Me to bed. I found them bad. Both equally as bad.
That's outrageous to me.
Yeah.
Aquaman boring. Over Captain Marvel any day.
I think I agree with that. Just but both about. Of them were bad. So this one, my friend Jade, who's like my film friend, was like, well, she's my sister, but like, you know, if there's a film, I'm
she's
gonna
a film person
to,
that you gonna, go to. Yeah.
A director, a producer, an amazing girl. And we talk about films all the time. So she texted me, she's like, Aquaman 2 is actually much better than Aquaman 1.
Yeah.
Because we went to watch it together and we both were like, it's terrible. And I went to watch it and I was pleasantly surprised. I can definitely tell that like they took a few notes out of Marvel's book with what they did with Thor. Thor was such a boring character in his first two
he
films.
Was brooding,
very boring, brooding hero. Very boring stories. But then Thor Ragnarok, one of Marvel's, the MCU's Marvel,
it was really
pieces.
Great. It was
shout
really
out
great.
To Taika Waititi,
who's married to Rita Ora.
Rita Ora, yeah. Fun fact of the day, it spruced it all up, like the comedy, the music, making him more personable and likable. And I think Aquaman 2 does this to Jason Momoa's character Arthur. So enjoyed it, but the enemy in that, spoiler alert, gets overcome by like this ancient, let's call it a spirit.
Yeah? That's what it's called. They're called always Legion, an ancient spirit. They're always
called
an ancient
Legion,
spirit.
Which is a biblical demonic spirit, which I just thought, God, obviously it's the beginning of the year, so I'm reading my Bible in 1 year.
Yeah. Getting close to God.
I am, and I was doing a Bible study the other day with someone, and we came across the Legion.
There you go.
Like, oh. When I was watching the film, I was like, wow.
Life, I don't know who you are.
Art, life.
And it's important you actually know what you're dealing with, you know?
1,000%.
Because they'll sneak it into all things that you're watching. You're just like,
1,000%. This is just a story. Oh, my spirit was alert.
My inner spirit man
was awake.
Right.
Awake. Yeah. But that was me, my cinema date. Hopefully we can talk about more film. Color Purple comes out this month.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And last month we had the absolute privilege of being invited to a private screening at Warner Bros. HQ in London. WB.
That was great. We went to Warner Bros.
Yeah. It was just us in a room, guys, in their office, and we were just watching the film. Fantastic. It was so good. Told me I want a cinema screen in my house.
100%. Yeah. 100%. It had like the quintessential, like, beanbag-ish chairs where they're like super low,
it was very low,
cushy, all that kind of stuff.
But it was very good. Aquaman's a Warner Brothers film as well.
Yes,
actually.
It is. Yeah.
So
is Harry Potter.
It is. We saw a lot of the memorabilia when we went there. But the Color Purple, guys, is phenomenal.
Fantastic.
Organize. Go with your girls. Go with your pals. Have a cinema date. Wear purple.
Wear purple.
Yeah, wear purple. It was amazing.
Maybe wear white. Do you remember?
Oh my God, the end scene. Yeah. But yeah, it was so good.
It was fantastic.
Wow.
Fantasia, baby.
Fantasia. Also, Fantasia stylist. You need a pay increase. At 30 big boys, it's not going to be enough.
No.
You need a pay rise.
That was
she
fantastic.
Has been looking so good in this press run. Fashion for days. She's just
beautiful.
Got a phenomenal face.
Beautiful.
And I will say, Fantasia Barrino, your acting has improved.
It really has.
Did you ever watch the Fantasia Life Story?
I did.
In the Lifetime film?
I did, unfortunately.
Let's just say
she's been
leaps and bounds. Yeah. But one thing, I really love that film. I've watched it many times, the Fantasia Barrino story. Mm. And she went through a lot. Like, I'm so glad that we're seeing people really receive their flowers.
Yeah.
Really, really glad.
It's a shame that sometimes it takes a while for them to receive their flowers. Yeah. But Fantasia is one of those people. She needs a bouquet and more. You're good at what you do, babe.
Facts.
You're good. In fact, that whole cast, like, I think one thing that really struck out for me for The Color Purple was it was casted so well. Everybody.
Oh my gosh, talking about the MCU and The Color Purple, Coleman Domingo is now cast as Kang, I think.
No way.
Or maybe there's discussions for it. Obviously because of the Jonathan Majors
fiasco.
That's
something that we hear.
He's got that's to be real, kicked out of the MCU. One thing Marvel was going to say is you're not going to scandalize.
They said if you got a lick of billions on the line, get up out of here
right
now.
It's very, very sad. But I guess those are the hot takes of the day.
That is keeping it hot. TMS hot takes.
Well, hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what you want us to talk about. We want to talk about shows,
right.
Netflix, Disney Plus, Prime, whatever.
It's hot and popping.
Shows, films, thrillers, news, because you know we are educated people.
Yeah, gist.
TikTok, our favorite app. Twitter trends, Instagram stuff. Just send them our way.
Gist.
We want a gist.
We want a gist. Talk. Yeah, man. Keeping it hot with TMS hot takes. See, I'm trying to do a thing here. Just give it some time. I'll pay a fresh report into doing that. So
leave your comment down below and let us know what you are thinking.
There you go.
Chat with us.
What are your thoughts on some of the hot takes?
But honestly, I'm actually very tired. We've been recording this for an hour and a half,
let's
guys.
Things are not working.
Let's
wrap it up.
My throat really hurts as well.
We got to get our hot tea. We've been talking to you, but we've got to get our hot tea. Guys, we love you.
We do.
Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for supporting us.
And we'll be back
next week with a midweek episode.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.